local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your day. A dreary Monday to start off the work week, and it's going to be like this for a few days here. A bit cooler temperatures, cloudy and rainy. Badly needed rain, though, due to drought conditions. Burn bans in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties are going to be expiring, and so that is the good news in all of this, but we're here for the next 48 minutes, giving you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Already, man, really close to the midway point here of November. Can't believe that. Week and a half away from Thanksgiving, and I'm very much looking forward to that. I hope you are as well. And again, thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. We'll start hour number two with a look at our top three stories today. The word from the Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is that there could be a potential deal in the works to free hostages held in Gaza, as we're now into day 38 of the war between Israel and Hamas. Netanyahu confirmed to NBC's Meet the Press that a deal may be in the works, but the chances are better the less he talks about it. The UN and Israel Defense Forces estimate more than 100,000 people have fled from northern Gaza to the south using a humanitarian corridor.
And the White House says that an American toddler is among the hostages being held in, by Hamas in Gaza.
We have all spoken with families of U.S. citizens who are being held hostage by Hamas and have raised this issue with all of our counterparts. This remains a paramount priority for us.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters that a three-year-old U.S. citizen whose parents were killed by the militant group during the October 7th attacks in Israel is believed to be among the more than 200 hostages.
Yeah, also the Pentagon releasing more information today about the five Army soldiers killed in a helicopter crash in the eastern Mediterranean Sea. It happened Friday. An MH-60 Black Hawk was conducting aerial refueling training when the aircraft experienced an in-flight emergency resulting in the crash. The Defense Department says all five crew members were assigned to the 1st Battalion, 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment that was based in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Those are a look at our top three stories today. Taking a look at some local headlines, an English teacher at West Florida High School charged with attempted murder in Tennessee. According to Channel 3, 29-year-old Cody Wiggins is accused of shooting his wife and brother-in-law while he and his family were in Franklin, Tennessee for a wedding. That happened at around 9:30 Saturday night at a Marriott hotel. Investigators say Wiggins was using a semi-automatic handgun.
There was a huge argument here in the lobby of the hotel during the wedding event, and apparently either the wife of this man or the brother-in-law came running through the lobby who had been shot. And so the front desk agent called 911, and apparently they were here within 30 to 45 seconds.
And that witness with a local station in Tennessee, circumstances leading up to the shooting not known currently. Wiggins is facing two counts of attempted homicide and aggravated assault, and a bond set at $3.5 million. And interim superintendent Keith Leonard says that Wiggins was immediately suspended, obviously due to the legal case playing out here. 5:15, more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thanks, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. So first thing I want to cover, there's a few things we got to get into here, unfortunately. First thing I want to cover is during the WEAR break, we got a call talking about a car accident that was blocking the westbound lane on Airport Boulevard heading towards North Davis Highway right in front of Outback Steakhouse. If you are in that area, you may experience some serious congestion there until further notice. Speaking of North Davis Highway, if you are heading northbound near Creighton Road, maybe if you're trying to pass there to get on I-10, you're going to experience some hiccups in that area as well. And one that's been giving us trouble all throughout the evening, a couple actually, are North Palafox Street and Brent Lane. If you are heading westbound on Brent Lane, whether it be towards North Davis Highway or North Palafox Street, there's some hiccups there. But also, if you're on either Pensacola Boulevard or North Palafox Street, trying to get onto Burgess Road, there's some hiccups there as well.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strom with a look ahead.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is bringing cloudy and rainy weather. So it looks like rain here for the next couple of days. Day and night, look for showers to move through. Cool overnight lows, upper 50s, and daytime highs will just be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, so right now, 62, overnight low 57. More showers and breezy conditions tomorrow, high of 63. Overnight low will be 56. I personally love it.
I am right there with you,
temporarily.
Buddy.
Give me 2 or 3 days of this, I'm good. And then sunshine, a bit cooler weather. I'm really hoping, you know, for Thanksgiving. And then, obviously, mm-hmm. for the Christmas holiday, we get a nice little cold front that moves through.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, cool things down a bit there for sure. All right, taking a look at more local headlines. So a little bit of drama between Republicans and Democrats here in our local area. The first involving the local Democratic Party, Northwest Florida, that are wanting District 1 lawmaker Michelle Salzman to resign after comments that were made during last week's special legislative session.
Humanity and honor transcend party lines. So irrespective of whether you fall on one side, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you should stand for the side of being for what's right. And what's right is taking accountability for the actions and the statements that she has made.
That is Escambia County Democratic Party Chair Derek Scott with Channel 3. Salzman, who said all of them, during Florida Representative Angie Nixon's speech about the her call for the House to support a ceasefire. She asked the question, how many Palestinians need to die in the war between Israel and Hamas? And then all of them was said. Salzman told our Andrew McKay that she was not speaking in regards to all Palestinians, but rather the Hamas terrorists. Also drama today as Florida Democrats are in the middle of a statewide barnstorming tour as they try to, quote, take back Florida. And today, party chair Nikki Fried made stops in Santa Rosa and is speaking in Escambia County this evening.
We came in and had a commitment that in order for us to take back the state and to win, because right now, this is the first time since Reconstruction that we don't have a statewide elected Democrat.
That from her stop at the Tiger Point Community Center, not without some drama, as Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins made a surprise visit. According to South Santa Rosa News, Calkins wore a red MAGA hat and carried a Trump flag, telling the paper, quote, I wanted this group of Democrats to know they are in Trump country. 519 here, News Radio 92.3. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt the Strength for Life program schedule to remind you that it's football season. If you're a teen guy in the Pensacola area, Northstone Baptist Church's teen program invites you to participate in a guys-only flag football tournament we will be hosting this Saturday, November 18th. Bring some of the boys and join us for a 6-on-6 flag football competition on our 11 acres of property, and then food on the grill after the tournament is over. The games begin at 2:30 p.m., and the event will end at 5:30 p.m. The tournament is open to all young men from 7th to 12th grade. You can find Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola, just west of the intersection of Pine Forest and 9 Mile. So look us up and join us for an afternoon of competition this Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 at Northstone. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's another gallery night in Pensacola on Palafox. Friday night, join your neighbors for another fun night downtown. See gallerynightpensacola.org. The Fall Pensacola Food Truck Fest at Community Maritime Park is Saturday. Enjoy the live music, bounce house, culinary competition, family fun. Come hungry. ApexShowsAndEvents.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Live 24, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It is Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin on a Monday, very gloomy, dreary Monday. Got some rain, some cooler temps, and cloud cover, and that's going to be hanging around here for the next couple of days, so get used to it here. A little more sunshine and highs back into the low 70s, looks like by Friday, so we'll keep an eye on the weather. Alan Strum will have the latest coming up in just a moment. Austin has an update on the roads here just shy of 525.
Yeah, so we're seeing a lot of congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, and a lot of it we have already been touching on. For example, if you are heading westbound on Airport Boulevard, heading towards North Davis Highway, you're going to experience some congestion there, particularly in front of Outback Steakhouse, but it is currently backing up. Not only that, but if you're heading northbound on North Davis Highway towards Creighton Road and a bit beyond there, you're going to experience backups there as well. We're also seeing a lot on North Palafox Street and Burgess Road, that intersection there. And if you're on Brent Lane heading westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got issues there also. And there has been a new crash reported on what street is this here? One moment, please. Where's the street name? There it is, Fairfield Drive.
There
My goodness,
go.
Excuse me. Fairfield Drive, we've got congestion going both ways there near the intersection with why are these street names not popping up, Joe? Do you see what I'm seeing
here? Are you talking?
There it is, North Palafox Street.
Okay.
Forgive me for that. Towards that intersection, there's an accident being reported there, and it's causing some serious congestion.
Yeah. Tahar, Palafox, and Fairfield. Yeah, I got you.
And we've also got some on West 9 Mile Road as well, particularly heading eastbound.
Yes, that as well. All right, very good.
Cool and rainy weather is in the forecast for the next couple of days. It's mainly light to moderate rain that'll just be moving through the area. So cloudy skies and temperatures overnight will be in the upper 50s. Next couple of days, high temperatures will be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 62 degrees, some light rain, cloudy overnight, 57. More showers and breezy conditions. Gusts as high as 30 miles per hour possible tomorrow. A high of 63 and a low of 56. So that's a look at what's coming up. Taking a look at our state headlines today, Governor DeSantis announcing the launch of the Secure Florida Portal. That's where entities from certain foreign countries must register property bought in the state. The registration process is the result of the new state law that prevents people from so-called foreign countries of concern from buying land and homes near military installations. China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, and Syria are all on the list.
And more Floridians will be on the move over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA projects that over 3 million state residents will travel 50 miles or more from home next week.
So if you're planning a trip, you certainly want to expect busy roads, long lines at airports, because we're anticipating about 87,000 more Floridians to be traveling than last year's Thanksgiving holiday. And that doesn't even include all the travelers who are coming in from out of state.
That's 3% more than last year and the second highest since 2001. Most Thanksgiving travelers will drive to their destinations, with nearly 2.8 million Floridians expected to take a Thanksgiving road trip.
Yeah, well, we're getting some rain here. We got some on Friday over the weekend and for the better part of this week, but not everybody in the state of Florida can say that. And over in the Tampa area, a water utility is actually considering a restriction on lawn watering due to the ongoing drought there.
You know, if it does rain, skip a week. Do little things like turning off the water while you're brushing your teeth, making sure your sprinklers aren't broken or you fix leaky toilet flappers and other leaks in your house. All of that can save thousands of gallons of water.
Yeah, so board members for Tampa Bay Water could vote on restricting lawn watering to a single day in Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Pasco counties. That would be per week, by the way. The company says it has enough drinking water to cover the counties, but needs residents to conserve where they can.
And there are just 16 days left of the Atlantic hurricane season. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say a low-pressure area is likely to develop this week. It's located in the Southwest Caribbean Sea, and over the next 7 days, it has a 70% chance of developing. It's forecast to move northeastward across the western and central Caribbean towards Jamaica, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. It also has the potential to produce heavy rain later on this week.
Also, taking a look at national headlines today, House Speaker Mike Johnson laying out his plans to continue funding the government. He wants to extend funding at current levels for some federal agencies until mid-January and the rest through early February. That's not sitting well with some Republicans. The more conservative ones say that there's not enough spending cuts. Meanwhile, Democrats don't want it because it doesn't include funding for Israel or Ukraine.
And former President Trump wants cameras in the courtroom for his federal election interference trial. Trump's legal team demanded that the federal judge allow proceedings to be televised, claiming that the case is part of a, quote, coordinated effort to undermine Trump's White House bid. Court rules do not allow for broadcasting of federal proceedings, and the Justice Department is opposed to allowing cameras as well.
Yeah, and also Trump's civil fraud trial, defense starting their arguments. Donald Jr. on the stand as a witness today.
It doesn't feel like, you know, we're playing by the rules. We're playing by a one-sided system of justice.
And New York's attorney general ended her arguments last week and was denied a motion to limit certain expert witnesses from testifying for the defense. 5:30 right now. Also, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott dropping out of the presidential race. We hinted that that could be coming later on in the week, although we didn't specify who, but we thought, hey, in the short term, there's probably going to be some people dropping out, so Senator Scott did. Your Money Now is right after Fox News. It's brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. Israeli officials say Hamas is using hospitals and civilians as shields in the fighting, forcing thousands of patients away from safety and civilians out of the city. President Biden was asked if he expressed any concerns to Israel about this.
It's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Donald Trump Jr. is back on the witness stand defending his father's business affairs at the New York civil fraud trial. Trump Jr. telling reporters if prosecutors win this case, it will set a bad precedent.
Our insurance company is going to start suing hospital patients for listening to their doctors. Are they going to go after any transaction that doesn't contribute to their political campaign?
New York State Attorney General Letitia James accuses the former president of inflating the worth of his assets and falsifying business records. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A big step in Toys R Us's comeback happens next week when the iconic retailer opens an 11,000-square-foot store at the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota. Opening in partnership with Go Retail Group, it will carry an array of toys and games with an in-house cafe and ice cream parlor to be added in 2024. But in the last 2 years has opened a new flagship location in New Jersey and some 450 mini shops inside Macy's stores around the country. More job cuts at Amazon's gaming division, citing an internal email at the tech giant. Both CNBC and Reuters report that Amazon has cut about 180 additional jobs within that division, the second round of cuts in that segment this year. A relatively quiet day on Wall Street with many traders and investors staying to the sidelines ahead of tomorrow morning's important consumer inflation data. The Dow Industrials did edge up 54 points, but the S&P 500 slipped 3 and the NASDAQ eased 30. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. The Vikings are an incredible story. They started 1-4, saw Justin Jefferson get hurt, and lost Kirk Cousins for the season. Most teams are crumbled, but Minnesota thrives, winning 5 in a row, trading for Josh Dobbs, and seeing their defense massively improve under Brian Flores. At 6-4, the Vikings' next 3 games are against the Broncos, Bears, and Raiders. They should be 9-4 ending the final 4 weeks of the season, and it's now a lock that they'll be a playoff team. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Huh. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, 535, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Thanks so much for tuning in. Traffic not great today.
No.
850-437-1620 is the text line. 850-262-6111, the traffic line. We appreciate all the texts that we do get and calls when things are awry on the roads. Sounds like pretty serious on 9 Mile. Right now, techs are saying that they are diverting traffic onto Jernigan. Chisholm, slow moving southbound. There's another accident actually on JoJo Road as well. As a, you know, a lot of people are trying to use this as a go around, but pretty serious on 9 Mile in that area there. Austin elsewhere, and there's a lot going on.
On Airport Boulevard, heading westbound towards North Davis Highway, right in front of the Outback Steakhouse, we've got an accident there that's causing a lot of backups. And on North Davis Highway, heading northbound towards Creighton Road, but then going past that, heading towards Olive Road, we've got an accident report that's causing a lot of congestion there as well. And then we touched on this earlier, Fairfield Drive, I believe, near North Palafox Street. We've got a couple accident reports there that are causing heavy backups also.
Also looking like I-10 westbound just past Pine Forest as you're making your way towards...
We got a call over that one during the break.
Did I just miss you talking about... I'm sorry if I did.
No.
Yeah, so caller just let us know. Mm-hmm. So seeing some slowdowns, I-10 westbound almost to Highway 29 right now. Santa Rosa County looking pretty good. Some slowdowns eastbound 90 just past Avalon, but nothing major there. But yeah, heavy here around the kind of commercial core in Pensacola, Davis Highway, and definitely I-10 Pine Forest area as well. So
I do have one piece of like silver lining because there is a lot going on. And that is this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru.
What's the silver lining? Is that?
Yeah. Okay. Subaru makes it easy to get to the adventures you love. Your adventure begins at Anderson Subaru. Right, but yeah, the rest of that, the traffic's doom and gloom right now. Sorry about that, everybody.
All right. Where are we at? We at sports now?
I believe so. We had gotten into national headlines before the break.
That's right. All right. Monday Night Football tonight. We have the Bills hosting the Broncos.
Yes.
The Bills would be out of the playoffs right now. They're, 5-4? I think the Broncos are,
3-5.
So Broncos coming off of a bye week. The Bills apparently had a player-only meeting this week and lost to the Bengals on Sunday night. And kind of people just want to know what version of the Bills are they going to get. Are they going to get the one where Josh Allen is just Superman and they, you know, just destroy teams? Or is he going to show up as Superman and they lose because he's the only guy that they got? So.
I think both are true. I think he's going to show up, I don't think he's going to be Superman, but I do think he's going to show up enough to beat the Broncos because that doesn't take much. I think we've seen this season.
All right, very good. Also happening in the world of sports today, thought it was really cool. Saturday we had the Florida State Miami game. Great Saturday of college football, by the way. The quarterback for Miami was freshman Emery Williams, who is from Milton, and that was really cool to see. His second career start against Florida State, obviously Florida State coming away with a win. I thought it was closer than I think pretty much everybody thought it would, but, you know, it's a rivalry, of course. And Emery, though, unfortunately hurt his arm pretty severely. I was listening to the call on news radio. I did not see this happen, but on the radio call, they said it was pretty bad. Miami today ruling that Emery Williams will be out for the rest of the season. but should be available for spring ball. But obviously cool to see a local product starring as a freshman in such a big spot there. Mm-hmm. College football carousel starting a little bit earlier here for the coaches. Texas A&M firing former FSU coach Jimbo Fisher. I know a lot of my Florida State fans happy about that. Mississippi State also let Zach Arnett go after just one full season. He took over right about a year ago after Mike Leach's death last season.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Health, business, and science notes. I wasn't sure what to think about this or feel about this. Scientists in China created a first-of-its-kind monkey with two sets of DNA, work that they hope could help in medical research and the protection of endangered species. Known as a chimera, the monkey was made using the stem cells from a long-tailed macaque with a genetically distinct embryo from the same species. The monkey has shining green eyes and glowing yellow fingertips. It lived for 10 days before it was euthanized. On the one hand, a monkey having green eyes and glowing yellow fingertips just sounds like the scariest creature ever.
Yeah.
Number two, I guess I feel bad for the monkey that they kept it alive for 10 days and then killed it. So, well,
and that's the thing. This is just one of those things. I mean, people back in the day did experiments on animals, and it's like it's where science and morals kind of intersect, because it's like, is that right to do? You know, a lot of people would tell you no. There's a lot of animal lovers out there.
Oh, the famous words of Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park. You know, people think about whether or not they could and not whether or not they should.
Yeah, and that's honestly, I mean, that's what science is kind of about. It's about answering the questions. And, yeah, that's a pretty big moral dilemma there, especially if it's shining green eyes and glowing yellow fingertips. Very disturbing. Speaking of science, finding out things, scientists in Texas have discovered a new species of dinosaur. Wow, we're really getting into some dangerous territory here. While a small fossil from the animal was discovered in 2020, more bones were found near Lake Grapevine this week, and scientists confirmed it was an entirely new species. The dinosaur was likely about 6 feet long and between 20 to 60 pounds.
All right. McDonald's is releasing custom-designed Crocs. That's right. The Crocs will run you about $70, and they drop tomorrow, so you have plenty of warning to get your orders in. The companies are teaming up to offer Crocs based on the mascots Grimace, Hamburglar, and Birdie, as well as a classic yellow and red colorway. Also, you can get matching socks for your Crocs, $20 each. You interested there? if you had to wear Crocs from McDonald's, which one would it be? Would it be the red and yellow traditional McDonald's, or would you go with one of the mascots there?
I'd probably go with Hamburglar, because Hamburglar has like very neutral colors, right? I mean, he wears like black and white predominantly.
Right.
And I wear, you can see what I've got on today. That's a lot of black, white, and gray. So
you could, you could pass them off as just a regular
choice.
Crocs. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, a Hamburglar would be my choice as well. Pop culture notes today. Congratulations to the toys that were inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. They are baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. If you're not aware of what that is, that's the thing that like toddlers will walk around in, and like it's got like a sphere, and it'll just kind of roll over and pop stuff. Yeah. Also Nerf. Nothing specific to Nerf, just Nerf. Like, you know, you got the Nerf guns, obviously, the Nerf footballs, just everything Nerf inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame there.
Well, and that was a big part of my childhood.
Absolutely.
I can definitely get on board with that. Rap icons Drake and J. Cole are going on tour together. Drake announced his It's All a Blur, Big as the What tour with J. Cole in a social media post this morning. The pair will kick things off in Denver, Colorado on January 18th and hit a handful of U.S. cities through March. Drake's last tour stop will be in Birmingham on March 27th.
Oh, okay. Also, SAG-AFTRA members are going to begin voting on whether to ratify the new 3-year labor contract tomorrow. Hollywood actor strike went on for 118 days before the deal was tentatively reached last week. There's about 160,000 union members, and they expect voting to take about 3 weeks.
Wow.
Not really sure why it takes 3 weeks. I figure that they can just create a website or send a text message out and say, hey, go to this link, click yes or no. I don't really understand why it has to take that long. Mm-hmm. 545, busy on the roadways right now.
Yes, it has been. I mean, I could write a novel about all the stuff that I have had to jot down from callers and stuff today. We'll try to take a crack at some of it, though. Here on North Davis Highway, if you're heading northbound, you're heading towards Creighton Road and then passing that towards Olive Road, there's been an accident reported there that's causing a lot of backups in that area. There was also an accident reported earlier heading westbound on Airport Boulevard towards North Davis Highway, right in front of Outback Steakhouse. If you're in that area, expect some congestion there as well. I will cover this slightly bit of good news. North Palafox Street was dealing with a lot of congestion towards the intersection with Burgess Road. While it is still present, it has seemingly died down a good deal. But at the three-way intersection with North Palafox Street, Tahard Drive, and Fairfield Drive, we still have an accident report there that's causing congestion. And if you are on I-10 going on the overpass over Pine Forest Road, there's an accident reported there. The caller who called in earlier said that there was, quote, debris everywhere. And on 9 Mile Road, if you are heading westbound, right across from Northminster Presbyterian Church near Chisholm Road, we've got a lot of congestion there as also.
Yeah, eastbound as well. And in fact, you know, a lot of people are trying to use Chisholm and Jernigan as a go around. And there's actually an accident there on JoJo Road as well between Chisholm and Jernigan. So right in front of Bible Baptist Church there. So again, if you see anything, we certainly appreciate you keeping us up to speed. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line and the text line, 850-437-1620.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is bringing cloudy and rainy weather. So it looks like rain here for the next couple of days. Day and night, look for showers to move through. Cool overnight lows, upper 50s, and daytime highs will just be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
547 right now, 62 degrees. Overnight low is going to be 57. International headlines. We just seen this on Channel 3, ABC News with David Muir. The freeway, the 10 freeway in LA that caught fire, it was not like a small fire. I mean, this thing was like huge. Seeing the damage from this thing, it's not going to be like a day or two they have the freeway back open. So just thought I'd mention that as I saw it come across the screen there. But traffic in LA is going to be just a nightmare. And it is already, of course. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. The 57th annual Turkey Fair was held in France over the weekend.
Nice.
One of their signature events is a turkey call competition. Here's a look at what it sounded like. I mean, that's that last one there. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, no, she was a stud.
I want to know how long it took somebody to perfect that, and also what you're supposed to do with that. Does that go in your resume as like a special skill, or
I wouldn't
what
put
happens
it on mine.
There?
I would say like, tell me something interesting about yourself. You know, people will say that. You're like, I won, because I'm assuming she won the 57th annual Turkey Fair in the turkey.
And then naturally, you're like, oh, will you do it for me? And she just does that. Yeah. It reminds me of, I find it interesting that in November, mid-November, that France is doing a turkey fair, of course, with Thanksgiving here. One of my bigger I'm dumb moments actually happened when I was overseas. 1 year anniversary, my wife and I are in London. It was October, late October, and we're in an Uber. And I noticed, like, all the Christmas decorations. And I mean, it was, like, not just, like, in one or two spots. Like, you know, the city was like, okay, it's October. Like, we're all in on Christmas here. So I kind of struck up the conversation. I was like, oh, okay, so, I mean, this is kind of interesting. I mean, it's not uncommon for certain places or individual entities to set up, you know, Christmas. But typically it happens, like, early November or so. So in October, I kind of found it interesting that they were this into Christmas. So I was like, well, what do you guys do about Thanksgiving in London?
Yeah. They didn't really have the Thanksgiving story.
Like, yeah,
story
it was
we
like
have.
The Wheel of Fortune. you know, I immediately felt like 2 inches tall. I was like, oh wait, yeah, we beat you guys in that war, and we left in the Pilgrims. Yeah, so you guys wouldn't celebrate that.
Well, and was that your first time leaving the States?
No, actually. Paris. We did France and Rome. Paris and Rome on our honeymoon.
Ah, okay.
So, on our honeymoon, I did not get into any serious conversations about the holidays that Americans celebrate that the Europeans would not take so kindly to.
That was seemingly a good call.
That's right. 5:50, final break for us. Good news and Marvels, the movie coming out with Captain Marvel, not great at the box office. We'll talk about that as well. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
The holidays are coming, and Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli is ready to take your pre-orders for Thanksgiving. They'll offer pre-order party trays, smoked prime rib, and smoked turkeys, dessert, and holiday trays all ready to go. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find the best steak cuts to exotic meats, wagyu, briskets, pork, and so much more. Costello's has gift baskets and gift cards available for purchase. So stop into Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli today for your holiday orders, and don't forget, it's a great place to meet up and wine all you want.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Almost wrapping up here, hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you. 850-2626-111 is the traffic line. Text line 850-437-1620. A lot happening on the road, so we'll give Austin all the time he needs here to get through everything.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, as he said, there's a lot going on right now in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We'll start with North Davis Highway. There's an accident reported heading northbound towards Olive Road. If you are in that area, you may be backed up behind Creighton Road even at this moment. Not only that, but if you're on Airport Boulevard heading westbound towards North Davis Highway in front of the Outback Steakhouse, we had an accident reported there earlier, and that will have you backed up as well. Thirdly, if you are on Fairfield Drive near the three-way intersection with Tahar Drive and North Palafox Street, you're going to experience some backups there. And this is a real big one at the moment. I-10, if you're heading westbound over Pine Forest Road on that overpass, we had a pretty big accident there. I believe a big rig was involved. And a caller from earlier said that there is debris everywhere. The backups there are really picking up at this time.
Yeah, 9 Mile eastbound.
That's the other one, yeah.
Is very slow moving right there at Chisholm. Texter about 20 minutes ago said that they were diverting traffic onto Jernigan as a way here. So people are also southbound on Chisholm there. Westbound, right in front of Bible Baptist there on JoJo Road, there is another accident there. So, yeah, that whole area of 9 Mile down to JoJo Road and Jernigan is a mess there. So please be mindful and stay safe out there on the roads this afternoon.
Low pressure over the Gulf of Mexico is bringing cloudy and rainy weather. So it looks like rain here for the next couple of days. Day and night, look for showers to move through. Cool overnight lows, upper 50s, and daytime highs will just be in the mid to low 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ellen Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now it's 62. Overnight lows going to be 57. Showers breezy tomorrow. And cloudy, dreary, 63 for the high. Some gusts, high is 30 miles an hour for Tuesday. So keep that in mind as you plan accordingly. All right, taking a look at some good news here in the limited amount of time we have left. And a good example of instant karma. A woman in Virginia named Brianna Mills was in line at a 7-Eleven store when the person in front of her had issues paying. So Brianna stepped up, paid for their stuff, and then bought herself a lottery ticket, and she hit for $150,000. Right after she won, she walked outside to see a double rainbow directly overhead.
How about that? And two different good news stories made the rounds for Veterans Day. A 77-year-old named George Phillips dropped out of high school to join the Navy and spent 3 years in Vietnam. 60 years later, his school just gave him his diploma. Also, an Air Force vet named Craig Harris recently got a new kidney donated by another Air Force veteran named Morgan Slaughter. She heard he needed one after a pizza place near Philadelphia posted it on their big sign outside.
Also, a 12-year-old girl in San Jose won $25,000 for her invention of a new fire detection system that's faster, cheaper, and more reliable than smoke detectors. Shania Gill's invention was inspired after a restaurant behind her home was destroyed. And Shania explained that it wasn't because the restaurant didn't have smoke detectors, but that they require a significant amount of smoke first, which sometimes means the fire's already started getting out of control, wow. And especially if nobody is kind of in the immediate area. So the general idea of her invention is that it can read heat signatures and it can decipher between a moving heat signature like a human versus an actual heat signature that is stationary. And it can send text alerts if there's no movement in a certain period of time. So
that's amazing.
Pretty remarkable there. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. We have Channel 3 News at 6 coming up, and we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Already almost through the midpoint of November, Thanksgiving, a week and a half away. Hard to believe.